coach with us courtside here now in the Somme Center. First, congratulations on career win 300.
Well, thank you. That's been brought to my attention a couple times since the game ended, and honest to goodness, I haven't given it one thought, and every coach says that he's been blessed to have had great players and great assistant coaches, and I'm no different than any of those guys, and that's the absolute truth. All it really means is I'm old. That's all it really means.
Well, you talked with me before the game. This was a very important game in your mind. I know you're very relieved to get this win.
I'm really relieved, even more so than happy. But I was very pleased with the way Jermaine and AJ played tonight. If they're going to play like that, we're going to have a chance in games. I mean, that's what gives us a chance when those guys play. I mean, Jermaine didn't have to score 20 like that, but he was really, really good, and so was AJ. AJ's 20 could have been 25 in a heartbeat if he
made a couple free throws.
But the 13 rebounds was awesome. He rebounded like a madman tonight. It was awesome. And so I was really pleased with the defensive effort. I wasn't pleased with how sloppy we got at the end. I was very perturbed about that. But really, for 38 and a half or 39 minutes, I thought our guys really played hard.
You mentioned AJ rebounding. In general, it looked like there was a focus tonight for everybody to go after the boards. There were a lot of times you had two and three guys battling each other for the basketball.
Well, we did, and I just, you know, I was pleased again with our defense, our defensive rebounding. I thought all of those were exceptional, and then we loosened up in the second half offensively and started making some shots, and it made a huge difference. You know, we were able to separate, but first half we were uptight on offense. I thought we were just too nervous, I don't know if you guys ever think about that when you're broadcasting the game, but our kids are nervous. They're out there and it's the 10th game of their college career, most of them. First time in this place, SEC, Big East. You know, you're on ESPN the first time. I mean, there's all kinds of things that you don't think about that they go through, and they were just uptight on offense. Then we implored them in the second half or at halftime to relax and offensively, and they did, and we played much better.
You're going to have to deal with that all year long, aren't you? Because there's going to be the first time this, the first time that, all the time.
It's amazing, Joe. And you know, you would think after you coach 150 years like I have that you would expect all these things, but you just never fail. I mean, Festus was so nervous at the beginning of the game, he couldn't catch the ball. Mm-hmm. And it just is. You know, it's just one of those things. It's a process we're going to have to go through, and we'll keep getting these experiences. But the one thing I do believe is one of these days these guys are going to be a very good team.
Well, they were pretty good tonight, and you could sort of tell. You mentioned Jermaine. I sort of sensed that they kind of felt they had their foot on the throat there about the middle of the second half, and they went on and put it down.
Yeah, they did. And again, making shots is a big part of that. But they started scrambling, and they started trying to, you know, pressure us and stuff, and we got through that, and we were getting good shots at the end. So it was real pleasing from my standpoint to watch how our team played tonight.
I didn't know Darshawn was a three-point shooter.
You know what? Darshawn made a couple shots tonight, and that's really going to help if people are going to back off him and crowd AJ. Mm-hmm. And it's going to make people think twice. He makes them in practice, so hopefully he'll keep making them.
Congratulations. Nice win tonight.
All right. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Coach Kevin Stallings here courtside. Tennessee and Marquette about to tip off in game two of the Big East SEC Challenge. We'll come back with more from the Somme Center right after this.